This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A former New York congressman involved in yet another sexting scandal. How does that touch Hillary Clinton? We'll talk about that. Donald Trump getting ready to reveal his immigration plans. And oh, what a weekend it was. And it included a lot of controversy over a quarterback in the NFL refusing to stand for the national anthem. It's buzzworthy. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We kick off the week with more convo on Colin Kaepernick. Because you think of the national anthem, and let's face it, it is what signifies the start of our professional sports and recreational sports in many cases, too, with football games and whatnot. It is a tradition. Oh, say, can you see? I can remember as a kid when you really don't understand that, my mother making us stand up straight and put our hand on our heart at the Phillies game. And it meant something because she explained it to us why we did that. And every time covering games or being at games or being at events, frankly, where the Star Spangled Banner was sang, always seemed very special to me, and for a good reason. Because we are still a rather young country, and it makes your mind go back to the whole sacrifice and what does that mean and the stars and stripes. Or at least for some of us, I do think that, even if it's a fleeting second or two, because maybe you get numbed to hearing the Star Spangled Banner if you're somebody who goes to a lot of sporting events. Regardless, Colin Kaepernick is one of the quarterbacks for the 49ers on Friday. In a game against the Green Bay Packers, he did not stand when the anthem was played. After the game, he was asked by a reporter why he didn't stand. And he said he could not stand for a flag in a country that is leaving bodies in the street. And he was referring to what's been happening, some of the deaths of black men at the hands of police officers. So he says it's not right. He can't do it. And that's the reason why he didn't stand for the anthem. He said he wasn't going to show pride in the country for a flag. For a country that oppresses black people and people of color, he said it's bigger than football. It'd be selfish to look the other way. There are bodies in the streets and people getting paid leave. So that means the cops and getting away with murder. Now, just for the record, the NFL doesn't require any of the athletes to stand for the national anthem. And the 49ers say it was within Kaepernick's right not to participate. But people are fuming. You don't mess with the flag, right? You don't mess with the flag. All right, let's go to Tom in New York. Hey, Tom, you get to throw in your 2 cents. Go for it.
Well, I'm the northernmost southern city of Baltimore, so I'm a little below New York.
Mm. Yeah.
And by the way, whatever you do, don't dance to the Star Spangled Banner in Baltimore City, or you might be arrested. It is against the law, you know.
Wow, I know. Someone told me that once, yeah.
It's true. It's an ordinance. Not even I don't think a lot of people really dance to the Star Spangled Banner. And even if they did, I'm sure a lot of my brethren don't even know about the ordinance, so you'd probably get away with it. By the way,
yeah.
I was wondering what you thought. I was thinking that the football player, maybe he was sitting in his safe space. Isn't that in vogue these days? I mean, he clarified later.
Could be.
Doing, but I thought, you know, maybe he was feeling intimidated. You know, that is kind of the in fashion thing today, isn't it, Kate?
It is.
Just a nation of whiners. And I'm not talking about older folks. I'm talking about younger people. No matter what your race, no matter what your ethnicity, they're whining all the time. With my grandparents who were immigrants from Czechoslovakia, and they didn't stand for that. If I whined about something, my grandfather would say, "Well, shut up. Go about your business. Stop whining." My grandmother would say, "Listen, nobody wants to hear it. It's not going to get you anywhere anyway, except labeled a whiner. Everybody's got their problems. So go about your business."
Yeah, you're right.
Stop whining. So I don't know what's going on. But do you notice that?
I do notice it. It feels that way to me, too. Sometimes what's being whined about is just so ridiculous to me. I don't understand why waste the breath. In the case of Kaepernick and what he was saying, I'm not saying that there shouldn't be discussions. Absolutely. I just don't think that was the right forum for it. Why mess with the flag?
It's his right to do it. Listen, I have many family members who served in the military. And I, we all believe that. Listen, we put our lives on the line so that you could be an ass if you wanted to be one. So let him do it. If I was his father, I would say, "Goofball, do you know what you're doing to your career? You have so many other outlets
right.
to express your opinion. You don't do that on the field." And it's a team sport. It reflects on the entire team. It's not an individual sport where it's just affecting him. It reflects on the entire organization. So, yeah, what a dum-dum.
Yeah, what a dum-dum. That's the way to say it. Absolutely, Tom. Thanks for the phone call. You know, there are just other ways to express that. He has more avenues. Other than that, so it doesn't. It's a team sport. It is, and if you talk to the team, beliefs, all that kind of stuff, you got to look at. I think you got to look at it that way. You're part of the team. Everyone's on the line, so you separate yourself from the team, and that's the action would be considered largely negative. I mean, there were people burning his jerseys. Pro athletes and other leagues have expressed, as I mentioned before, some solidarity, of course, with Black Lives Matters. But when they chose to protest, it was a whole different thing versus what Kaepernick has done. So the other part is that he is not the definite starter for the 49ers. Blaine Gabbert is in a foot race with him to win that position. And Chip Kelly, the coach of the 49ers, has said, "Oh, that has no effect on it." But I don't know that I buy that. If this becomes even bigger, 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 and Kaepernick is not looking all that good, it does, I think, plant the question of, so he doesn't have to be the guy. He doesn't have to be the guy. Let's go in a different direction. I mean, listen, we have issues in this country. We do. And yes, people need to step up, absolutely. And if people are looking at athletes as role models, which I don't think you should, but that doesn't mean you don't look at them in that way, I think there were better ways to call the attention to, spur on the debate versus sitting during the star-spangled banner. All right, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you can, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney hanging out with you here on America Tonight.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible,
yep,
as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP
I wrote a
program.
Note about plugging
it's real
in
and it
Thursday.
Works. No smooth
yes,
talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I got it on
Thursday.
Welcome to
two,
ASAP.
Three,
as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com
or call
877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at privateinternetaccess.com. Once again, that's privateinternetaccess.com.
They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
All right, quickly, we've been talking about Colin Kaepernick doesn't want to stand for the national anthem. Said, by the way, he's going to continue to do that. So that controversy is, of course, like a snowball that's, it's a little mushy, right? But now it's being hard-packed, just like that. It's like Joey Ficarra throwing those ice balls at me when we were kids. Ooh, it is just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And I said this before, seriously, messing with the flag, jacking with the flag, and jacking with, as somebody said to me over the weekend, Lassie, this doesn't go over well, meaning dogs, right? So dogs, kids, the flag, not the best. And especially when you think of the flag and what the flag stands for most of us and what that means. I mean, here we are rolling up on Labor Day, Veterans Day coming up, what, in a couple of months. And it's about that sacrifice, the country, the beginnings of the country, people who are currently involved in fighting for us in places where we wouldn't want to be, right? But they're there protecting us. And that's really what it's what it means. It's really what it means. So that's the problem. The platform wasn't the right platform. He could have used his platform being a pro athlete in a different way. But I suppose that's the idea. Get the controversy, boom, now the conversation is ignited. All right, quickly, I want to say this, and if you want to throw in here, you can, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. Anthony Weiner is just not well. Huma Abedin, furious and sickened by what happened. The New York Post had just another picture of Anthony Weiner. And what was he doing? His son was sitting near him on the bed, and he was sexting with a woman he had been sexting with for 19 months. This is the third time he's been caught in this situation, so to speak. So there's a separation here. You would assume a divorce is imminent. And Huma Abedin, of course, is a very, very close aide of Hillary Clinton's. And while Hillary Clinton tries to fend off the wolves on the Clinton Foundation, it's just another connection to her. That's for sure. And I want to throw this in, too, quickly. A comedic icon, Gene Wilder, has died at the age of 83. When I think of Gene Wilder, I think of Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein, Willy Wonka. I mean, just... he was a funny dude. You know, those movies you can go back and watch, and there, a lot of them are 80s movies, and they just, to me, I don't know, they just really, really hold up. He was a funny guy, and he was one of those comedians that laughed. Like, sometimes when somebody would really make him laugh, he couldn't hold it in, and he would spit out his laughter, and I thought it was great. Here's what some celebrities are saying. Deborah Messing says, a man who lit up the world with his joy and genius, I can't say what it meant to act with him and get to know his heart. And she put RIP. Leonard Maltin said, Gene Wilder, bless you for all these years of laughter and love, such warmth and humanity. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hashtag Gene Wilder. So a lot of people are reacting to the death of Gene Wilder, who at one point was married to, remember from Saturday Night Live. And boy, oh boy, funny, funny guy. And that was the character she played, by the way. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
No, you got me. I forgot her name.
Gilda Radner.
She died of ovarian.
Yeah, it is sad. Gilda Radner.
Gild, there you go. I thought maybe bringing it up, you might recall. But, yeah, one of the first Saturday Night Live actors.
Yeah.
The original cast, as they call it. You know, I'm kind of getting sick of even hearing about NFL problems. So, Kaepernick and his problem.
Yeah, Kaepernick, yep.
Yeah, well, like I said, he's not a team player. And the reason I said that is because I heard prior to me even saying that last night that the NFL was not going to take any action because what he does is private in his own life. Well, let's go back to the football deflate gate. That's a tool of the quarterback. I think the quarterback's got it right. If he wants to throw a ball that ain't even got an ounce of air in it, that's up to him.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, that's the way I feel about that. But yet the NFL don't want to do about anything about this. You know, that's what aggravates me. They're willing to jump on a deflated ball that probably happened totally due to atmospheric deflation due to the extreme weather. But yet they won't do anything about being part of a team, including America, that every boy starts when he starts sports all the way up through his career. Give me a break.
I know.
What's he doing? What kind of education? What he's trying to tell the younger generation down the line?
Yeah.
You know, that's the problem. You want to be a team player? You want to be an American? You know, Kate, you talked about even dual citizenship at one time.
Yeah.
But when you're an immigrant and you come over here, what's the last thing they do?
Get rid of that dual citizenship. That's the last on the list.
No,
not usually.
They raise their hand in federal court building, and they do what? Say it with me. I pledge allegiance.
Oh, yeah. They pledge allegiance, yes.
Not to any other country.
Yeah, to the American flag. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, allegiance. Yeah. Not to any other country or any other country.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why it's against the law to hold dual citizenship, although it's not enforced, just like spitting on the sidewalks, not.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of politicians and whatnot that apply for American actors, you know. But it's just that. And what I really want to see, and what I really called about tonight, is we got to get rid of Obama. He's got to be impeached.
Are you kidding me? The countdown is on. His days are almost over.
I'm not kidding. Not one bit. He's released Guantanamo Bay, and he already broke the promise. Oh, they won't go back to terrorism with the last four. Did he, four extreme ones. You know, he's already doing harm to, of course, we got to find out. Is he going to take another executive action against allowing those in grade school and high schools that use any bathroom they prefer? Let a federal court shot that down.
Yeah.
But he can still come back.
Yeah.
How much damage do you think this man can do between now and January? A whole lot.
Yeah, but again, we go back to that whole thing. There's just no way with this, especially this amount of time. And remember that you guys have been saying, you and Dan have been saying this thing for, well, especially Dan, have been talking about this for a long time. And I said, no way this is happening.
Well, I've got to convince you first.
It's not happening.
Key words like Teflon, and it'll never happen.
Teflon. You're hilarious.
You're trying to be on the fence. You have.
Well, I'm not on the fence. I don't have to be on the fence because I get paid for my opinion. But I think, honestly, this is the tail end. Let's be serious just about now. He's at the tail end of his administration. Nobody in their right mind in Congress is going to say, let's impeach Obama, because they won't do it. There wasn't even great calls for that before. There'd be a little bit here and there, and then that would just be snuffed out. So the reality is, there's just no way that would happen.
Well, he spent $20 trillion. I mean, he walked in at $7 trillion.
Oh, yeah, it's sad. That part's sad. I agree.
And $20 trillion has gone down the hole.
Yeah.
And if you hear a lot of other talk shows, they say, well, that's just paid out to somebody else so that he can get the money back when he gets out of office, and he can do more damage while he's out. And he's got a library that's got to be built, which I'm going to send you a Grimm tune that you're going to enjoy.
Oh, I want to hear that.
Well, it's an original print. I did some originals because you didn't get the first one, and I got three of them. I'm going to try and mail to you, but I hadn't got around to it.
Cool.
But
do it.
But anyhow, he can do more damage when he gets out. Look how much, look how much Clinton it's just, no, you shut him down now, and he can't do anything.
Grimm is on the island with Dan. Thank you, Grimm. And they're both of them are saying, but please, wait. We are waiting for the boat that takes us to impeachment. Oh, it's not happening. It's not happening. All right, stay with us.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. Research thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-914-6977. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-914-6977. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-914-6977. That's 1-800-914-6977.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details. Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 79cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 79cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now. Regardless of your credit, go to 79cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
My favorite things to do on this show, and you know it because I'm always telling you, listen, if you're tired and listening and you're doing that passive listening thing and you're laughing at some of what we're saying and you think it's fun, or you're shaking your head, oh yeah, 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 and you want to add something to the conversation, but you just can't get to your phone, or you just don't want to get to your phone. You know, you can always reach us through the miracle of the internet, and so many people do that. I'm overwhelmed by the avalanche. It's really true of emails that we get on this show. Just go to americatonight.com, americatonight.net. Whoops, I always forget that. americatonight.net. Somebody else got that .com. There's a long story in that. All right, so on that note, let's go to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Jake. Kate, long time no talk. Sorry, I've been very busy here in Austin. I have been listening to you, downloading the shows. You should tell everyone if they can't listen to you because they're job switches or something's changed, they can always download you at the GCN site or tune in. I think you've talked about that. My deal in reaching out to you is I just think it's so great that of all those people that were killed, sadly, in Italy, that rescue of that 8-year-old girl, how amazing was that to see the fireman holding the girl? That is universal, baby. And the fact that you have those first responders who are exhausted and doing everything they can because they just want to focus on the people and save the people, that just shows you what it's all about. That's life front and center. Well said. Absolutely. I mean, there's so much. Every time we see a disaster, it's so sad. And of course it's sad. It's sad. There's people's lives are ruined and people have been thrown a curveball where they lose loved ones. But you're right. To see that sign of hope where somebody comes out, especially a kid, but anybody, a kid coming out of that pile, that was really an amazing an amazing gift, I think, to that town, to that area. And it was a great photo to see because there you go. You got something coming out of that that's positive, that they worked so hard and they were able to rescue someone. All right, we move on to this one from Kurt. Kate, I listened to your show, and I was hearing you the other night talk about the zip line incident. I'm very curious, too, as to what happened to that poor woman, because I've taken my kids, my grandkids, I've taken a lot of people ziplining, and I love it. I don't know if you've ever been, but it is an exhilarating feeling. But it's not, you know, you're not jumping out of a plane, and you're not even bungee jumping over some bridge somewhere. To me, it seems relatively secure. To your point, yes, some of the cables could fray if somebody wasn't careful, but I think there's something else to this. I just don't think she fell 40 feet from that zip line because of some kind of frayed line. And of course, they're being careful about investigating because they don't want to release any information that's premature. But I'm going to bet that somehow she dislodged from it, and it's more about that. But, you know, again, who knows? It is tragic no matter what. Here's one from, we go from zip line to Hillary Clinton, and we zip in a different direction. This one is from Sharon, who says, Kate, this Clinton stuff, you're darn right. You know, Hillary Clinton in 2008, I'll be honest, I was going to vote for her. I liked the idea of a first woman president. I figured the Clintons had connections. I thought she was pretty decent at some of what she was trying to do, but boy, was I wrong. There is so much more to this Clinton facade, and what is going on with the foundation, I don't understand, although I hear she came out and said that it's ridiculous, the attacks on her foundation, that it's being exaggerated. So maybe she does have to have some sort of press conference. I'm curious. Yeah, you know, she did say she had to address that, and I thought it was crazy that they, I mean, you have to, you just, it's too big. And of course, people are going to assume something nefarious is going on, let's say, even if it wasn't, but I don't know how you explain that away. So she said she knows there's a lot of smoke and there's no fire. She says that it's not true, some of what he's saying. She slammed Donald Trump and, you know, pushed back against the accusations. And, I mean, this was her biggest succinct answers, I guess the best way to put it, on her private email server, talking about that and the State Department and the controversy. And she said, what Trump has said is ridiculous. My work as Secretary of State was never influenced by any outside forces. I made policy decisions based on what I thought was right, period. Because Trump has recently upped his attacks on Clinton and the family and the foundation. And she said, you know, look, it's impossible to, Trump says it's impossible to figure out where the Clinton Foundation ends and the State Department begins. But, you know, they're talking, she's saying there's just some unique circumstances here, but it's not at all what it, and she was interviewed by Anderson Cooper. She said, Cooper said, don't you think those unique circumstances exist when you were Secretary of State? She said, no, look, I know there's a lot of smoke, but there's just no fire here. You know, there just isn't any fire here. So we'll see. We'll see where everything goes with the foundation. I mean, it definitely doesn't look good. I'm sorry. The whole list of people is incredible. And I said this, you know, you have a lot of Republicans that have donated and helped the foundation, Mitt Romney, the Bushes. I'm sure there's many others. I don't even know that are on the list, but went to their events and donate a lot of money for what they were doing. So there's no doubt that some of what was happening, they were helping people, but how much was going on with the donors? I mean, that's the question mark. Let's just put it that way. All right, how about this one? Michael bounces back to the Olympics. Kate, I think what happened with Ryan Lochte was just disgraceful at that gas station, the altercation and all the exaggeration. However, I think the bright spot in the pool was Michael Phelps. Talk about a guy who has gotten his act together, because Michael Phelps has had to deal with some adversity brought on by himself because of poor decisions with drinking and whatnot, but he did own up to them. So now Michael Phelps no longer swimming. Do you think there's any chance that he will bounce back and come back to the Olympics and represent the United States in the next Olympics? I think there is no chance of that happening. He's done it all now. Are you kidding? He is the winningest athlete in the history of the games. He's got this house now in Paradise Valley, Arizona, near his training base. And it was just beautiful. He's, you know, I think he's staying there. I don't know, in Arizona. And I can't imagine that he's, I don't know, I just can't imagine that he would go back after all the rigors of what he's achieved. It's so funny to say he's retiring and he's, you know, 31. Like, that's so old in swimming, and it is. But I don't know, living in a $3 million house in Arizona with your new baby and girlfriend and all these opportunities in front of you, and it's not a money thing, because he certainly has made plenty of money in his Olympic career. I'm going to say, yeah, that what's going to happen there is absolutely that he's gonna find other interests. He's gonna work on something else. But you know, here you figure you sacrifice childhood so much to get to that point. And now you're like, now this is like your second life, but you're still so young. I mean, that's for him. That's the cool part, I guess, you know. When other people are talking about second careers, usually they're so much older, so you're dealing with sometimes health things and whatnot. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Joe in Illinois. Hi, Kate. I've been listening to all the Trumpisms and the Hillaryisms and the isms out the yang, and boy, I don't think in politics we will ever turn the clock back to where there is not personal attacks. It just doesn't seem possible. How crazy to think, and you've mentioned this number before, that for the privilege of getting ripped right and left and to become the leader of the free world, you also have to figure out a way to raise $1 billion. It's just so puzzling to me. The $1 billion part is really insane, isn't it? $1 billion. Because you need all those commercial spots. You've got to be out there. You've got to be in people's minds. You can't afford to not be to be out there. You just can't afford it. So, because, you know, you're down for a second and you're out. That's just the way it is. But, yes, with the mudslinging, I get you, I understand, but you know what? It's always been around. If you go back in history and you read Teddy Roosevelt and you read about others who ran and what happened and how they were attacked and how they fought back, and, you know, it really evolves into this. Sometimes not as badly as others. Like, this is crazy. I mean, this is like reality TV. Maybe the worst ever. Every day, tit for tat. You're a bigot. No, you're a bigot. You said this. No, you said that. No, you're, you know, I mean, it is. It's just way over the top. And it might be that we have so much social media and the world is different. So before, it was through, you know, newspapers, some of that happened, or word of mouth when there wasn't, it was the beginning of newspapers, let's say. There wasn't radio and TV, and now you have all the traditional forms of media, but then you also have Twitter, all kinds of social media, and all of that gets pumped out. I mean, for goodness sake, Donald Trump communicates almost exclusively through Twitter, and it's instantaneous. Whatever he says, he just is responding right away, or he's saying something, throwing it out there right away, and a lot of people, and then that gets pumped out to traditional media. And I think part of it is that I think that there's always been the backbiting, but it just seems so much bigger because of the methods of delivery. All right, once again, thanks so much for all of those emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net.
The moon is rough. thousand lunatics have taken over the asylum, waiting on the rapture.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
About what's happened with poor Leslie Jones, who's the star of Ghostbusters. She's one of the stars anyway. Saturday Night Live. She's a comedian, very, very funny, and her star is certainly on the rise. But unfortunately, her personal information was hacked, leaked, all that kind of stuff. Nude pictures came out. So how do you secure your accounts, your social media accounts, private online information, emails, all that kind of stuff? Obviously, there is so much to this. Cybersecurity, data protection is huge now more than ever. So joining us on ATN is Sean Tuma. He's a cybersecurity expert. You can check him out at solidcounsel.com. Sean, so how about it? Do you think someone like Leslie Jones, she would have a good system around her, but it's not necessarily about that. It's about letting your guard down, I think, a little bit. What do you think?
I think you're exactly right. You know, most of the time when we hear about people being hacked, especially when we're talking about celebrities, it's not that they're really hacked in the traditional sense of a code or techno technologically based attack on the network or the system, it's usually a result of social engineering. And in this case, Leslie Jones' site was a Tumblr site, likely had pretty good security in place. The most likely reason for why this could have happened would be someone using information from her that's been publicly available to guess her passwords, her security questions, or things like that.
Yeah, and when we see these kind of things happen, who are these people? I mean, are we talking about somewhere in Eastern Europe? Are we talking about in Russia? Or we're talking about right around the corner? Is it all across the board?
It's all across the board. You know, oftentimes we're talking about a lot of these scams that are being run, cyber scams, fraudulent type, you know, send me money and I'll, you know, connect you to your long lost uncle and you'll get millions. Those kind of schemes are being operated by people in those countries, you know, Russia, the former Eastern Bloc nations. But something like this doesn't appear to be a for-profit type attack. This appears to be a revenge or a, you know, spite based, and that could be from anyone. It could be from someone right next door to her that she may think is her best friend.
Yeah, wow, it's crazy. So what do we do to protect ourselves? What are some of the things we can do?
You know, the most important thing anyone can understand from the very beginning is that it's more important to have good security that is used rather than great security that doesn't get used. And in that light, I always like to start with the basics, your passwords. Always change your default passwords because people can guess those pretty easily. Use reasonably strong passwords that have a mix of numbers, letters, characters. And in someone's case, like Leslie Jones, who they know people will be out trying to attack and gather information on, when they use their security questions, consider using false information. Because in the old days, no one really knew who my mother's maiden name, right?
Right.
But now, Google knows all of that. They know where I went to high school. They probably know the name of my first pet. And so that stuff that used to be secret is now accessible. So when you use that for your security questions, people can guess that and figure that out. You know, have basic antivirus on your computers. Be wary of social engineering. You know, I mean, that's basically where bad guys trick good people into doing dumb things. Sometimes it's responding to emails, it's clicking on emails, downloading programs, stuff like that. I mean, that's really, if you can do those very basic things, you'll come a long way.
Yeah, you know, and because we're seeing so much that's happening with these hacks and so much of that information, personal information flowing out there, what's also interesting is legally, there's been some real blowback to that, right? So if somebody's listening and they have a company, what's their end of it to protect the people that work for them that with on their computer systems?
You know, there is a huge legal blowback, and it's interesting that you phrase it that way because this is one of the few areas of law or policy where the victim of the attack, the company, or whoever is housing and holding that data, becomes the bad guy. Think about that. You know,
Wow. Whenever
this company is the victim of an attack, it is now the bad guy in the eyes of the law and the public for not adequately protecting that information, whether it's customer data, whether it's workforce data, you know, employee W-2 forms, things like that, happens all the time. And companies have an absolute duty to protect that and to use reasonable measures to assess the risk that they have and then put appropriate defensive measures in place.
Yeah. We're speaking with Sean Tumo. We're talking about cybersecurity. And you're a litigator, so you know you focus on this area. And now I would assume, would you advise clients that they have to have cyber insurance coverage?
I would say they have to consider it and evaluate what it does for them and document that process. Document that they considered it and evaluated it. Because the way this is right now, the law is uncertain, and it varies by jurisdiction. So I can't tell a client exactly what their legal obligations are, but what I do know from what we've seen thus far is their obligations are to be diligent and reasonable. And people will always second guess everything they've done when they have an incident. So they need to have a good documented system to show we looked at cyber insurance. We considered it. However, it didn't fit for whatever reason. So you can verify that later on. But cyber insurance is critical in many cases now.
Yeah. And so, and like I said, you specialize in this. So if, as far as the law is concerned, I would imagine that is, it's just the Wild West, isn't it?
It's awesome. It is. And it's a, you know, what I love about it is it's so much of a Wild West that it changes sometimes daily, weekly, monthly. And it's an area where we have an opportunity to influence the direction of the law and the policies that are, you know, put into place. And someone like me, I mean, I've been practicing 17 years. Many people would consider that not very long. You know, it's a matter of who wants it the most, who's interested in following it and keeping up with it. So it's a lot of fun. I enjoy it.
Yeah, boy, I bet. What's one of the craziest cases that you've had that you're really proud of, maybe, that you stopped from going to court or you were able to help the folks?
The facts aren't that crazy, but the evilness of the parties is. There was a case where I had two business partners that started off with very little money, couldn't even afford good contracts by a lawyer, wrote them themselves, and ended up making millions of dollars a month. And from the technology they developed.
Wow.
And then egos came into play. They couldn't agree on who did more, and they started fighting. And one of the partners was basically, they had two separate businesses working together. And one of the partners was hacking into literally code-based backdoor features into the others' network and taking all the information that they were providing. And so we were able to stop that through the litigation.
Wow, and it just goes to show you, I like your setup there. It's like they tripped into this fabulous idea. They made millions, saying they're making millions a month is incredible. And then look what happens. And that goes to even be careful of your partnerships and making sure, like you said, they have contracts in place.
Absolutely. And even bigger than that, you know, keep your ego under check, because now the litigation has hurt all of them on all sides.
Wow.
And it allowed their competitors to come in and see what they were doing and use the court process to learn about a lot of what they were doing.
Yeah. Oh, you're kidding me. Of course, then it would be available and they would be able to know, like you said.
That's right. I mean, it's simple. If people behaved rationally, I would be out of business.
Yeah, and that's so true. I mean, that's exactly it. There's something about the ego that, especially in business, it doesn't start out that way, though, Sean, you know that. And then it somehow, I think success sometimes, that's the danger. That's why you have to have those contracts in place. You would know better than I, because if you don't, maybe you're not expecting that. But when you have that outrageous success, that's when I've seen that happen in radio with partnerships, with on-air talent that just a great thing going, and it collapsed.
Absolutely. I mean, the old saying is, a good contract allows friends and partners to stay friends and partners.
I love that. All right, it was fun having you on the show. Sean Tuma, thanks so much for stopping by and talking about cybersecurity. You can, again, go to solidcounsel.com. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Enjoyed it.
Do you really know? There's strength and there's weakness. Do you really know?
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.